beforehand, and you know, and the, already there's a Muslim in the Pesukim and so on for Churban, so Vayavay Voike, and the Mela, like you set us up, Kibbutz. That's, and we've spoken about that over the last few years a few times. I want to go to a different part of the Kina and discuss a certain Nakuda. It's towards the end, it says, Safgu Sasu Bar Aretz, the people who came to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua, were they clapped hands, in other words, they were very happy. Kinafel Yoram Malchi Aretz, when they conquered all the kings of Canaan, Sibru Ki Yishem Yiratz, they hoped and anticipated that God wanted Phyllis, Bal Yodam Yiskoinen Misois Kol Aretz, and that Yerushalayim, which is Misois Kol Aretz, will become permanent fixture. Potsu Pihem, and they said Chag LaShem Mishiloi, that there's a we've made a yontif Hashem in Shiloi. Dimu kila ad yeshem Moshele. They thought Hakadosh Baruch Hu would always be Moshel. Paulu sheker b'shilu. They were chayte Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the yoshev v'shiloi. He's not going to come back at kiyove Shiloi until Melech HaMashiach comes. So I think the sense in this nekuda is over here. We tend a part of the the inner working of what goes wrong. It says we read in the Torah, this is Vinayshantem. We tend to think of Ruchnius as possibly being frozen. In other words, yes, it was a struggle to conquer Malchi Knan. We conquered it. We entered Eretz Yisrael. We built a Mishkan. We built Shiloi. And Chag LaShem Shiloi. And that's it. Once we have a Beis HaMikdash, we've frozen Ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protection, everything into Klal Yisrael. And that's it. That's the beginning of the downfall. In other words, when we transfer the neshama to the guf, when we begin to think of the symbols of or the expressions of Ruchnius, so now we've built this Hamikdash and it's built, and therefore it's never going to shake again, and therefore we're not careful what we do and we can do whatever we want to do. We trust in the Beis Hamikdash, not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we have a problem. And this is, I think, was expressing. He said, when they reached Miyala Bar Hashem, you know, we reached the pinnacle. We're there. We attained it. And then the rest of the story should go, and they lived happily ever after. There is nothing like that in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, no matter what you attain, no matter what you achieve, there's always a dynamic. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not a frozen entity. And it's something I think, again, our Dor Baruch Hashem is zecher to do a lot of things, a lot of wonderful things. But sometimes too much trust that once we've established something, that's nitzchis, that's finished, that battle is over, and weiter. No, ad ki yovei shiloi. Until the Melech HaMashiach doesn't come and return the hearts of Klal Yisrael, it's a struggle. There is no being, no person, no institution, no mahalach, no ideology, nothing that in of itself is a permanent solution in a way that there's no chet and there's nothing like it. And that was part of they sort of were lulled to security by having it. They have Eretz Yisrael, they have the Shil over there, the Yerushalayim, they have Beis HaMikdash. Fine, we have it. It's it. You can't imagine, I mean, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. This is his address. Nothing's going to happen. There's no such thing like that. Avodas Hashem is constant. It's every minute. And b'meila at kiyovei shiloi, and the world becomes mitukin be'etzem, there's nothing frozen that can stay in itself. Every makom that you want, every Mikdash Ma'at, every Mishkan Ma'at, every place of Ruchnius, you need to understand that you're constantly struggling with the good and constantly need to keep, to be on your feet, to keep doing what's right and to push away what's wrong. Eches ha-shekva suhu Ava meni Likbo yiz nishayu Ashad lo yishokim in tohu Shalir omaz Vorat hoysa tohu Bila vois alvis vishachim.